Hello everyone, welcome to Pediatrics by Dr. Anand, and today we're going to talk about simple revision of neonatology. Revision of neonatology, small pointers, I'll be sharing it with you. For example, if I say what is the full form of Apgar score, like what is the acronym or full form, like which we have made ourselves, of Apgar score. So you know that APGAR, Apgar, so activity, pulse, grimace, appearance and respiration. Okay, activity, pulse, grimace, appearance and respiration, that is Apgar score. Okay, what is the normal heart rate of a newborn? The normal heart rate of a newborn is 120 to 160 beats per minute. What is the normal respiratory rate of a newborn? The answer is 40 to 60 cycles per minute. What is the normal temperature of a newborn? The answer is 36.5 to 37.5 degrees Celsius, and less than 36.5 degrees Celsius is hypothermia, which is divided into three: mild hypothermia, moderate hypothermia and severe hypothermia. Mild hypothermia is 36 to 36.5 degrees Celsius, and mild hypothermia is also known as cold stress. Moderate hypothermia is 32 to 36 degrees Celsius, and less than 32 degrees Celsius is severe hypothermia. Okay, next question. How do you define AGA, SGA and LGA? AGA is appropriate for gestational age, where the weight for age, a newborn's weight for age, is between 10th and 90th centile. Between 10th and 90th centile, that is AGA, appropriate for gestational age. If the weight for age is less than 10 centile, then that is SGA, small for gestational age. And if the weight for age is more than 90th centile, that will be large for the gestational age. Okay, next question. What is the normal weight of a newborn and what is low birth weight? The normal weight of a newborn is 2.5 to 4 kg, and less than 2.5 is low birth weight baby. Less than 1.5 is a very low birth weight baby, and less than 1 kg is extremely low birth weight baby. Okay, that you should know. Okay, when should you clamp the umbilical cord of a newborn? So the answer is usually by 30 to 60 seconds. Nothing but you can say delayed cord clamping. Usually in some cases, like normally we should little delay the cord clamped around 30 to 60 seconds, a book says. Why? Because you know, more blood will go to the baby, lesser chances of anemia, lesser chances of intraventricular hemorrhage, lesser chances of blood transfusion. So that is why we are waiting 30 to 60 seconds. For the delayed cord clamping, so that more and more blood from the umbilical cord goes to the baby. Okay, next question. Okay, how much vitamin K do you give to a newborn? So vitamin K, number one, we give to a newborn is 1 milligram, and less than 1 kg we give 0.5 milligram. okay, and how do you give intramuscular? Okay, where do you give? Anterolateral aspect of thigh. Okay, why not anteromedial? Because to prevent the damage to femoral vessels, we do not give vitamin K in anteromedial, we give anterolateral. Okay, what is neonatal hypoglycemia? So less than 45 mg per dl, RBS, the sugar less than 45 milligram per dl is neonatal hypoglycemia. And remember, 45 and 54, less than 54 mg per dl sugar, that will be hypoglycemia and severe acute malnutrition, whereas neonatal hypoglycemia is RBS less than 45 milligram per deciliter. What else? What are the birth injuries a baby can face? The answer is cephalhematoma, caput succedaneum. Just remember, cephalhematoma is nothing but collection of blood. So baby will have jaundice in a case of cephalhematoma, which is confined to suture line. Okay, confined to the sutures. Okay, whereas caput succedaneum is usually subcutaneous fluid collection, basically, you know, fluid collection, and it does not cross it. It crosses the suture line. It is a diffuse swelling, the caput, whereas cephalhematoma is a specified swelling because it does not cross the suture line. Okay, what is the definition of breastfeeding? The definition of breastfeeding is no food or drink unless medically indicated medicine. Breastfeeding started within 1 hour of life till 6 months, and that is known as exclusive breastfeeding. Okay, what is BFHI? The answer is Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative. When it was started, that's exam question. So it was started in 1992. Okay, and when is the breastfeeding week? The breastfeeding week is first week of August is breastfeeding week. Okay, what are the various types of milk do you know? I know something about colostrum, transitional milk, mature milk, fore milk, hind milk. okay, these milks I know. What is colostrum? The first, the bishru, the beginning 1 to 3 days of the milk, that is colostrum. It is rich in which immunoglobulin? Exam question. It is rich in IgA. IgA antibodies basically, and it has good amount of proteins also. And then comes the transitional milk. Transitional milk, nothing but, you know, it contains higher amount of carbohydrate and fats. And then we have the mature milk, you know, that produced after 2 weeks, you know, and that contains all the essential nutrients. Then we have foremilk and hind milk. Foremilk, F-O-R-E, foremilk, and hind milk, H-I-N-D-M-I-L-K, hind milk. Foremilk, the beginning part of the breastfeeding is known as foremilk. The end part of the breastfeeding is known as hind milk. Like, the breastfeeding cycle should stay for 15 to 20 minutes. The beginning part of the mother's feed will be foremilk. It is rich in carbohydrates, minerals, proteins, and it quenches the thirst. Quenches the thirst means like it helps in thirst of the baby. Whereas hind milk is nothing but it is the end part of the or the later part of the breastfeeding is known as hind milk. What is the benefit of that? The hind milk basically contains fat and satiety value. The fat content and the satiety value, stomach fullness value is there in the hind milk. So these were the small rapid revision for 6 minutes for neonatology. If you really like this session, then please let me know. We have this option in this podcast to message, and you please let me know if you like it so that I can make more and more like that. And you can join my free WhatsApp and Telegram group also on 9999897081. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day ahead.